Six innings for Snell, just one base runner. The McKinney walk, that one laced into left field. Sinking fast, and it gets by Pham. It rolls all the way to the warning track, and Lindor's got wheels. He's going to third. There's the throw. He slides in head first, and he's at third base to begin the seventh inning. A ball that ate up Tommy Pham opens the door for the Mets, and the tying run is 90 feet away. Now, Pilar, despite that fly out to center field when he led off back at 7:10 Pacific time, 7 for 17 in his career against Snell as he ropes one a short. Tatis knocked down and staggered, but he hangs on to it. And there's the defense on display from Nando. And now the fans in San Diego rallying behind their 28-year-old left-hander Snell. Deafening, the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. On a fastball moving inside, Snell is fired up, huffing and puffing off the mound as he strikes out Drury for the third time, finishing his night with 10. And Lucchese's first offering. That's drilled right field. Back it goes. McKinney at the wall. Can't get it. And it caroms to Mason Williams. That's a double for Cronenworth. Did not miss a home run by much as he guides one off the top of the wall in right center. 13th double. And he's up at second with one out. 2-2 pitch. Ground ball back to the mound. Now he's got Cronenworth in trouble. Pump fakes. Runs him back. And he's out of the baseline. Cronenworth stepped out to the right. And immediately Trip Gibson waved him out of the baseline. So that's a great play by Joey Lucchese to snag that bouncing ball and then to watch Cronenworth back and never start a rundown. Here comes DeGrom with the payoff pitch. Check swing. Did he go? He's rung up at the plate, and that time he gets him. DeGrom prevails, and he strikes out Marcano to leave them loaded. Three strikeouts in the fourth as the Padres load him up with two base hits and an error. We remain scoreless in San Diego as we head to the fifth on the WCBS Mets Radio Network, driven by your Tri-Honda dealers. So far, six up and six down for Snellzilla, 28-year-old Blake Snell, who ended the second inning with back-to-back strikeouts. He got Drury and McKinney looking.
Now, you told me before you crossed paths with
we
Blake
did.
Snell.
2014 and 2015 with the now-defunct Charlotte Stone Crabs, former High A affiliate of the Rays.
Nice.
Blake's 1-2, and he looked at the outside, missing off the corner at 95, 2-2. Tonight's game is going to be an adventure as we ride the strike zone of Quinn Wolcott.
I think you're right.
Snell right back to work. Here's his 2-2. Curveball lifted the other way into right, but right there from Myers, and he's got it for the first out here in the third.
Now, that prior pitch had been a strike up until that point right there, and that was ruled a ball, so I'm not sure. Quinn is wavering a little bit side to side.
I noticed in the last half inning that Will Myers, it's been well documented that he's never worn batting gloves, but I also noticed that he's got a wedding band on.
Yeah.
Which has to
be
rubber.
Eyes.
It's got to be rubber. Nobody's going up there with a metal wedding band, especially if you get one on the hands. And Snell, locked and loaded. Here's the 0-2. Adios. Three straight fastballs. Why not? And he picks up two more. A three-inning total of four strikeouts for Blake Snell. We move to the bottom of the third in San Diego. It's the Padres 1 and the Mets nothing on the WCBS Mets Radio Network, driven by your Tri-Honda dealers.
This is kind of the maddening thing about Joey Lucchese, Greg, is that, you know, the first inning, falling behind hitters constantly, gives up the Machado home run. Second inning comes out, boom, throwing strikes, 1-2-3, dispatches them quickly, and now you go to another 3-2 count. He just seems to lose it from inning to inning, and there's no consistency then.
He's also a max effort guy. His windup, there's a lot of moving parts. You contrast that to Snell, who's very smooth,
yep.
Very controlled.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And now he's pitching to Snell. He takes a look at strike one.
And he might be struggling a bit because the curve, he's really not throwing that for strikes here tonight, which is a problem.
I'm sure Snell fancies himself a big league hitter. Knowing the confidence that he displays at all times, Lucchese's 0-1 right down the middle, strike two called. Now, I remember when Blake Snell was getting settled into the St. Pete area, he bought himself a house, and in the pool in the backyard, he had his Zilla nickname with the Ray fashioned on the floor of the pool. And he has since sold that house, the 0-2 pitch. And it bounced in there 1-2. So somebody had the choice when they bought the house. Do we keep this logo and have a story to tell, or do we just scrub it all together like it never happened?
That's a lot of extra money you got to throw in addition to the purchase of the house.
1-0 Padres, one out, bottom of the third. Manny Machado with his seventh home run in the first inning. Lucchese, with that blue mitt with the orange trim, the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He gets Snell with a fastball at 93. And one thing I've noticed one time through the lineup, Lucchese's fastball varying speeds. He's been anywhere from 91 to 94, so maybe that was a point of emphasis. Change that up and establish that as well.
Well, Lucchese had said, I know, during spring training and early on in the season that he likes to operate around 93, 94, but there might have been too much concentration on doing that. And if you vary the speed, take a little bit off it, you know, after you throw a 93, 94, that's, you know, in effect, a changeup of sorts.
That fastball at 93, sponsored by Spectrum Mobile. Spectrum Mobile has the most reliable service coast to coast. You could save up to 40% at SpectrumMobile.com today. Back with Ed Coleman on the Mets Radio Network. Greg Caserta with you once again. A very well-pitched game at the outset between left-handers Joey Lucchese and Blake Snell. We talked about how both young men had something to prove tonight, and so far, the game's only run provided by Manny Machado, who leads off this fourth inning on a 3-2 pitch. He got one center cut and sent it into the second deck and left. Seventh homer and 32nd ribby for Machado. Followed by Cronenworth and Tatis in the Padres' half of the fourth. Petco Park located at 19 Tony Gwynn Way. And Lucchese's first pitch in the fourth is fouled back, strike one. In the beautiful gas lamp quarter district of San Diego. And for us up here, the press box level named the Jerry Coleman Broadcast Center, which I think is fitting this week given the holiday on Monday.
Yep.
A real-life Captain America is Jerry Coleman. Strike one pitch. And again, it's popped up foul and back out of play. Quickly, nothing and two on Machado.
A colorful character, to say the least.
I'm sure.
A lot of people have asked me over the years, well, I'm related to Jerry. I said, I wish I was, but unfortunately not. He was a terrific guy to talk to.
Former Lieutenant Colonel in the Marine Corps, flew 120 combat missions as a Marine aviator. Only Major League Baseball player to see combat in both World War II and Korea. That fastball from Lucchese climbs the ladder. It's up high at 94, and the count on Machado goes to 1-2. They shift the left side for Manny. Pete Alonso all by himself on the right, about a third of the way off the line. McCann wants it outside. Lucchese winds and deals. And again, Machado out in front. He fouls it back, and we'll try it again at 1-2. How about Ted Leitner, who retired after last season? You want to talk about colorful characters. One of the most unique radio broadcasts I've ever heard.
Yes, I think that's safe to say, fair to say. Ted has his own style.
Unbelievable. Still doing stuff with San Diego State Athletics, so not out of the game completely. Here's the 1-2. And it's outside. Lucchese looked like he tried one of those chirps, but I think that's the one thing that's not quite there tonight.
I would classify Ted as probably a little like play-by-play game show slash. You know, it's somewhere that, a mix of that somehow. But he made it work. He was well-liked and well-loved in San Diego.
He was there a long time.
Yeah.
Previously a TV anchor, 2-2. And that spiked. I don't think that ever even got to the dirt at home plate.
I think so. And hit the grass in front, yeah.
And so Lucchese, who started Machado in an 0-2 hole, has now missed with the last three. One nothing Padres. Start of the bottom of the fourth here in game two. Lucchese gets the one he wants. Now he throws to Machado. Payoff. Hit off the end of the bat and back out of play.
Manny was looking for number two on the night with that swing right there.
And imagine if he gets going. Yeah. You know, this offense has produced, in spite of Machado coming in, with an average of 235. This has been the one problem for Joey tonight. Another payoff to Machado. And he turns on it, sending a high drive in back of short. Lindor backpedaling, called off, and it's Pilar with the Bane mask on. And he's got his third putout for the first out here in the fourth.